In ancient history, scribes were the literate people in society, the ones who held all the knowledge. Modern scribes are now playing a similar role in many doctors' offices. Lauren Silverman of member station KERA reports.
Dr. Devish Ramnath used to see his patients alone. Now he's always with Connie Gaitan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Think of Connie as a court reporter in the doctor's office. She's Ramnath's scribe and sort of like his shadow. As the doctor examines the patient's neck, she sits quietly in the corner, typing notes and speaking into a handheld microphone connected to her laptop.
She states she is feeling much better than before. Follow-up as needed.
Just a few months ago, Ramnath switched from paper to electronic medical records, which meant he no longer just had to take notes. He had to also put them into a computer as a permanent record.
I was really just focused on trying to get the information in and not really focusing on the patient anymore. Also, I was spending probably an additional 2 to 3 hours after every clinic just trying to get my medical records done.
Now, a scribe does all the electronic note-taking while the patient is in the office, saving Ramnath hours every day.
I would more than happily sacrifice a significant chunk of my income for the improved quality of life that I have.
Plus, with Gaitan, he gets a scribe who can also translate Spanish. Scribes are in high demand across the U.S. The country's first scribe staffing company, called Physicist, is on the second expansion of its Fort Worth headquarters and opened another office in Chicago.
It's been about a 46 to 50% growth rate every year for several years.
Alex Jesbray is CEO. He says in 2008, the company had 35 scribes in hospitals. Today, 1,400. The other big scribing companies have thousands more scribes each. The company Physicist trains scribes from across the country every week in its Fort Worth mock emergency department. Seriously, it's a replica ER with TVs anchored to the wall and sliding blue privacy curtains.
And let's try clicking positive on respiratory distress.
This morning, an instructor is going over the right way to fill out an electronic medical record. There are thousands of record systems, and scribes need to be able to put in the right billing code and medical terminology at lightning speed.
Probably the biggest skill that I've learned being a scribe is how to not just multitask, but to listen to multiple things at the same time.
Brandon Torres started scribing a few years ago and now works as a trainer.
You're listening to the physician, you're listening to the nurse, you're listening to the patient, and any overhead pages that might occur, and you're gathering all of that information and presenting it back to the physician for him.
And that's crucial. The physician has to approve the notes of a scribe because ultimately the doctor is responsible for the record. A scribe makes just $8 to $16 an hour. Many of them are medical students who say it is an invaluable experience. But is it helping patients?
This is not an area that's received a lot of research attention.
Ann O'Malley is a physician with Mathematica Policy Research in Washington, D.C.
One study of scribes that was done in the emergency department in New Jersey found scribes were associated with more patients being seen on average per doctor. And so that clearly results in more money coming into the institution.
But that same study found the amount of time a patient spent in the emergency department didn't decrease. And while most patients are fine with having an extra person in the exam room, there are concerns about privacy and training standards.
On the flip side, scribes could be viewed as physicians recognizing that they can't do everything. And, you know, there has to be some delegation and teamwork in care, regardless of the setting.
The physician-scribe collaboration is also fueled by a deadline. Any doctor who doesn't make the switch from paper to electronic records by 2015 will face Medicare reimbursement penalties. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.
And that's your health for this Monday morning.